is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline.
Had a little conversation with my kids. Snacks out of nowhere goes, Dad, is it true that everything that John Granato says is inappropriate? Why do you say that? He goes, Mom just told us that we're not really supposed to listen to the things he says because they're probably going to be inappropriate and not to do them or say them.
I kind of feel like
your wife is raising the kids right.
The Bench, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m. on ESPN 97.5. The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We got all kinds of sportsy and non-sportsy stuff to talk about. Let's jump right in. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, producer Tyler Scott. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T Scott. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you wish to watch us on live stream, you can watch us on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com and click on watch us on live stream. It's that simple. It's a Thursday. Weekend's almost here. I'm not going to have fun today, but I'm going to try. What's going on, Hoffman?
Oh, come on, man. Don't let a couple bad apples spoil the bunch.
Yeah, I honestly thought about not coming in and doing the show today because I'm not in a very good mindset. And we always talk about no matter how bad a day you're having, somebody's having a worse one. So I'm sure there's somebody having a worse day than me. So, you know, I don't want to come in and, you know, be in a bad mood.
Right.
But I'm kind of in that, you know, Pulp Fiction, race car on red, Guns of the Navarone thing right now.
Man.
So I'm hoping that, you know, a little fun sports talk, a little goofiness. Should have brought some alcohol. That's what I should have brought.
Might be a good move.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I tend to relax a little more, but it's not been the best of days. And somebody broke into my place this morning, stole some bicycles, which, okay, I don't care about that. But also managed to get my wallet, also managed to get my wife's work laptop.
Man. Around it, what time do you
this think would have been between
happens?
5 and 5:20 a.m.
Ooh.
And
that's such a bold move.
Well, and the thing is, we were asleep upstairs on the third floor. And this is probably my fault, but, you know, we were talking about this before the show. I always try to make sure that the garage door is closed because, you know, there have been people run off with tools and bikes in people's garages. And that's hard enough to get into my place, but turns out the exit gate was broken, so they were easy to walk. It was easy to walk right in to the complex. But, yeah, I'm certain I closed that door, but maybe I didn't. Regardless, if I did that and they got in and got some bikes, big deal. But they got into the first floor and where I keep my wallet and my keys and took my wallet. And then one of them got to the second floor where my wife's laptop was in her bag, and they stole that, and they stole, like, a little charger. They didn't steal anything big. It's really strange to me that you would steal, a tire pump for a bicycle and some helmets.
Right.
And not the $2,000 MacBook Pro that was sitting right next to the charger that they stole, which was worth more than anything they got. But the what happened was, and by the way, shame bell for my dog. This dog barks at everything.
That's what I'm thinking, man. Like, my dog, if you know, like the people who come in, like they don't want to bother you, so they like slide the little flyer thing for roofing repair or whatever, they slide it into your door as quietly as possible. They do that. My dog is like paws on the window.
When the police came over today, she sure went nuts. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. We had a little talk. She was chastised. She has one job. Okay. There's one reason why I follow around and pick up her poop and feed her every morning. So that if somebody comes in the house, she goes nuts, right? No, one bark. And so Val hears something downstairs, and she thinks it's one of the cats. She goes, I'm going to go check on this. And when she leaves, I look over and see both cats are upstairs. So I immediately kind of snap and run, grab my piece, and run downstairs. and we missed him by, I don't know, because I went outside looking for him. We couldn't have missed him by more than about 30 seconds.
Man.
And, of course, I started thinking later how great would it have been if somebody had video of me in my underwear walking around with a gun in my complex.
I mean, that'd be pretty good.
It would have been pretty funny. But, yeah, it was and, man, they didn't get anything that can't be replaced. I mean, the bicycles, we'll get new bicycles. That's no big deal. They did steal a couple of my good beers that I kept downstairs, which they won't even appreciate. But I didn't realize until I was going to take her to work that we hadn't even called the police because it's just, okay, it's just bicycles, big deal. I start looking for my wallet, and I'm like, where is it? And the wife's looking for her laptop bag, which has all of her driver's license and stuff in it. And those two things are gone. And we're like, all right, now this is serious because, you know, I got everything I am in that damn wallet. So we walked around and we found they at least threw her. The one thing that I was worried about was her keys were in there. And I was like, well, these guys could just walk right back in anytime they want, which until we found her keys had been tossed. Till we found those, I was basically sitting on the stairway hoping they would.
Yeah.
But the, you know, it wasn't that huge of a deal, except they got to the second floor of my house. And I have to be honest with you, because I've always thought, what would I do in that situation if somebody broke into my house? If I'd seen them on the second floor, I would have shot them. I don't have any doubt in my mind. And I'd feel there would have been a much different story today. I probably wouldn't be here. But I don't like that I would have shot them because it's a bunch of bikes and some stuff that can be replaced.
But that's not what it could have been more.
It could have been
that's
more.
The thing.
And that's if the dog doesn't bark, they probably do try to take more. But the reality is, I mean, it's just losing that damn wallet and the fact that I'm going to have to go sit in the DMV for hours tomorrow to get a replacement license. Yeah, that you know how that is. But you know, I don't know, man. It's like I've gone through several different emotions today, starting off with just plain anger. And I was in the mode of, man, I wish I'd caught those sons of bitches. But no, you know, okay, fine. It's just a couple of really nice bikes. Congratulations. You're going to get some money for those. They stole three bikes, a tire pump, beer. They stole the bike helmets. Now, this is what I don't get. When they go into the house and I don't lock that door, which I do now, and I don't have a camera in the garage, which I do now, so I've learned some valuable lessons. A lot of this is on me. But when they go into the house and the keys to my car are on top of my wallet, 406, well done.
Excuse me.
I think they could.
I know this is a serious conversation.
Well, I don't know. Now I'm just making a joke out of it. But, yeah, you know, why didn't they? I guess stealing a car is a bigger deal because. But they didn't break the window of the car or anything to get in there, which is that was cool at least. But you know, I don't understand how you take a $10 phone charger and not a $2,000 laptop sitting right next to it. So I mean, in a lot of ways we're lucky, and I'm very lucky that I didn't catch him because I don't want to shoot anybody, and I sure don't want it to be over three bicycles and a laptop and a wallet. But oh, and by the way, if you did it, please try to use that global reentry card because I already talked to Homeland Security this morning. Good luck with that. you know, that's it was frustrating because, you know, I don't. The police even said no. When these guys do this, they just steal out of the garage.
That seems like the reasonable thing to do. Like I'm putting myself in the shoes of a burglar, and I'm not a burglar. I love the word burglar. But I was the kid who was scared to shoplift anything when I was a kid because I felt like it would be really scary to get caught. Like, yeah. What would I do if I got caught? But there are people who are willing to do it. I get that. And there are bold criminals. And I would think, you know, 5-something in the morning, the sun's starting to come up, right?
Yeah, it's a little before that. It was still dark.
Like, but, okay, it's the wee hours, but it's not like it's
well, people are up then.
And, yeah,
and the good news is one of the idiots used. Well, we of course got all the cards canceled and all that, but one of them used it at a drugstore, and there's security footage, so the police are going to get that. So we'll find that one pretty quickly. And I also have neighbors who have outdoor security, so I've reached out to all of them. They're going to give me what they have. So we'll get them on tape. That won't be a big deal, but, and honestly, man, I don't care about the damn bikes.
But it's just, I mean, isn't it ballsy that someone could, like, is not only going to go into your garage that's open, but, like, take that next step and go into the house. Like, I've been in your place, and I know you've got that guest bedroom is on the same level as the garage.
Right, right.
Like, if someone were in that bedroom and heard a commotion, this is Texas.
Yeah, well, obviously they weren't thinking about that, but because the reality is like once I figured out something was up, I mean, that's my first move is I'm grabbing my gun.
Right.
And believe me, if I think you've got one, I'm not thinking twice at that point.
So we have on our alarm system, if you open any door, like in the middle of the day, it does like a beep, beep, beep.
Yep.
And if you do it at night, there's a beep, 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 and then a long beep. And then you've got like a certain amount of time to get to it and push the code in. If that beep, beep, beep happens after the lights are off at my house, my dog loses her mind.
Well, and that's the thing. The system we have is supposed to do that, and it didn't. And I don't know if the wife had turned it off or what, so it didn't get the beep. And I don't lock that door, which is, again, that's my fault. So, you know, but yeah, if the beep had gone off, then there would have been a confrontation. So,
because that's what I do. If my dog starts barking downstairs in the middle of the night, the first thing I do is I get the gun and go downstairs. And I assume that if someone's in my house, then they are of ill repute.
Well, yeah. And clearly these guys were. And this is, this is like the third place they've hit in our complex. And, there's a part of me that wants to, once I get new bikes in there, leave the door open and sit in the hallway all night and wait for them.
Oh, well, that was me when, after the second time my car got broken into in downtown.
Yeah.
I was like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to park downtown on, like, at a metered spot on the street and leave my laptop on the front passenger seat. And I'm going to sit 20 feet away, 20 yards away, and I'm going to have a pistol. And I'm going to shoot that guy in the leg. And I'm going to wait for the police to arrive while I beat him. And but then I was told that by, I think it was Lawyer Dave told me that's a crime.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I know.
Crime. But, and I'm like, well, what about his crime? Why is my crime worse?
Yeah, exactly. But it really, the frustrating thing is having to go through and replace all the stuff that was in my wallet. And, you know, that, and the driver's license is the worst. So, all right, if you were targeting me and you hate me and you stole this stuff, if you just throw the licenses in the front yard, because obviously you know where I live.
Right.
If you just do that before tomorrow, you keep the bikes, keep the laptop. I don't give a rat's ass.
You can, if you drop a lost license in a mailbox, it'll get returned.
I don't want it in a mailbox because I got to go do this tomorrow, because right now I'm driving without a license.
You're an outlaw now.
As a matter of fact, that's the other thing too, is like all my photo IDs were in there. The only thing, like, I had to go to the bank today to get a temporary debit card. And I got there and realized I don't have any ID. I had to go home and dig out my passport. It's the only thing I have. So now I got to carry that around with me. But it's just replacing all that stuff is such a pain in the ass. Oh, congratulations, though. You know what you did get out of my wallet? $10 Canadian.
Oh.
I had a Canadian $10 bill. Good luck cashing that. It's worth $7.90 plus fees.
Well, they got you.
Well,
that's 10 less Canadian dollars you have.
That's what, but you know, that's why I'm glad I don't carry cash.
Yeah, because, I never carry cash.
And that's one of the reasons, but I happen to have that left over, so I just left it in my wallet for some goofy reason.
But I also, like, I'm not totally understanding your wallet keys setup. Like, do you just have like a...
I've got like, we probably bought this after you were there, but we've got like a little stand downstairs that has, you know, umbrellas and backpacks and things to carry. And then I just put my wallet and keys down there.
Okay.
Which won't ever happen again.
Yeah. My wallet sits right next to my gun at night.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, obviously there's a lot that I can do differently. Like, I'm not letting my wallet down there anymore. But yeah, it just, I mean, it really pissed me off.
I wouldn't, if I were you, I wouldn't feed your dog today also.
Oh, we had a little discussion. Yeah. I sat her down and told her, you had one job. You failed.
Yeah, you've got one job.
You know those treats there in the closet? Nope, not happening for a while. I want you to reconsider everything about your puppy life and think about what you've done wrong.
I mean, also, what good did your cats do?
Yeah, they were useless. Because the damn white cat, if he'd just gone down there and yowled because he does that for no reason, he looks like a little lion. He would have scared him off. But no.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, he's got this frightening yowl. It's embarrassing. But, yeah, so, listen, man, a lot worse things happen to a lot better people than me, but I've been dealing with it all day with the police, and there's always something else you forgot that was in your wallet that I've been having to deal with, and, you know, it sucks. So I'm in a really ratty mood. We're going to fix that.
Okay.
Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It's funny, a tweeter sent something that I thought of just because I'm an idiot. Not that you're an idiot, but it's like, man, when I started looking at everything that was stolen until I realized they had taken that phone charger from upstairs, like everything was downstairs except for the wife's backpack. So I had it in my mind that this was a cover-up bike theft for corporate espionage because her laptop has access to a lot of stuff. And of course, if you stole that, congratulations. They had a way to remotely fry the thing. Because, I mean, it's some pretty high-tech stuff. So good luck with that. You're not going to get any money for that either.
Is her laptop, was it a MacBook?
No. She has a, I don't know what it is. It's for work.
Okay.
And she actually could not work this morning until they got her a replacement laptop. And it was a big deal for them to go through IT and do whatever they had to do to make that thing unusable. So that was the big hassle, was her losing that and then losing the driver's licenses and stuff. So everything else, it's no big deal. It's going to be, it'll be easy to replace. And, guess what? I've learned the holes in my security, so that'll be fixed, so it won't happen again. And, it's just sitting in the DMV.
Yeah.
So, yes, if you're the guy who did it, just because you hate me or whatever reason, man, just throw the ID stuff in the front yard before tomorrow. That's it. Keep everything else. I don't care. And don't take less than $500 for my bike. And that's my other advice, okay, because that's a damn good bike. But, that's all. The one good thing, though, that might come out of this, well, there was a lot of good things. They didn't get anything of real importance to me. So there's that.
That's good.
And nobody got hurt. And thankfully, there was no confrontation. I mean, the last thing I want to do is start shooting at somebody over stealing a bicycle.
Yeah.
But the positive thing is that, I have a pretty old gun. And my wife doesn't bitch about it because it was a gift from my grandfather, who has passed away. But I think now I'm going to be able to upgrade significantly.
Nice.
So just if you own a gun shop and also do open carry licenses and want an endorser, reach out. I'm in. I'm not ashamed to ask about that. But, yeah.
Like, the course to get your license to carry is so simple.
Yeah.
I think it costs, like, $80.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing that.
But it takes a whole day. And then for the state to issue your card, like your actual license to carry, takes forever.
Yeah, I can wait. I do want to upgrade
and
get something with a little more firepower, because this would have been fine for three of them, but five or six guys break in, I'm going to need a little more.
Oh.
So I'm just saying. 713-780-ESPN. I feel like, but I'm going to, the one thing that I'm really disappointed in.
And also shotgun, good for home security.
Well, that's the other thing too. I was talking to Josh out there about that. I may go back to shotguns. I know I've got a bunch of them down on the mark that have been put away for a while, so I may go down there and get them. But the one thing that disappoints me is I'm really starting to feel like I don't want to live here anymore, because this isn't the first time that something like this has happened. I was really, really bothered when I had that accident and not a single person stopped to help. And the only people that stopped were yelling at me while I was standing there bleeding on the side of the road. And that made me lose a lot of faith in people. And I tell you, stuff like this, I'm kind of getting to where, you know what? I've put a lot into this city. I've been promoting this city my whole life in one way or another. And I'm just kind of sick of this stuff.
No, but, I mean, where are you going to go where there's no crime?
Well, I'm going to go someplace that's got a lot less crime.
Yeah.
I mean, go look at the crime rates in Toronto compared to Houston. It's not even close. And I'm fortunate enough that I can go anywhere I want. And I'm, you know, right now, I mean, after this, I'm kind of like, I think I'm done here, man. I'm going to play out my contract, and this city can live without me. 422.
Sorry. So, I know that was another serious conversation.
It wasn't that serious. But 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Somebody said it only takes 2 weeks now to get a license from the state. Used to take a couple months.
Okay. Well, yeah. It took me, I think, 6 or 7 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dustin says, might not shoot them over the bikes, but I'd sure as hell shoot them if the beer was really good. That's the bad part. They don't even realize the quality of beer they got. Well, I can appreciate that. And there's a couple that I can't replace.
Any whiskey?
No, they didn't get into the whiskey. The where I keep the whiskey, it's almost impossible to find. I've got, you know, that would have taken some door opening and noise making. And fortunately, they didn't do that because I got a couple in there that, you know, that are collector's editions that I don't ever want to drink. I just want to keep them, you know. So, yeah, it sucks.
Well,
there's just nothing.
That's a bummer. I'm sorry that happened. That sucks.
You know what? And like I said, it happens to a lot of people. And, you know, and I said, a lot better people than me have had to deal with a lot more. But I'm still in a bad mood over it.
It's understandable.
And I went through the stretch where I was making fun of it. Because I did find one positive. It was like, if they use any of my casino cards, I get the points.
That's true.
And there's a lot of those in there.
Yeah.
But
that means when we get back to Vegas, you're going to have to stand in that line.
Yep. Going to have to do that at every casino that we go to.
That's the worst.
Yeah. You know, because at least the M Life one covers all of them. But yeah, every one of those casinos. Next time I go over to Golden Nugget, got to do that again. You know, it's just... And somebody mentioned it's like all the auto pay stuff I have set up. And I just went through this 2 months ago when somebody... got my card number online, and I had to get a new card. And you always forget until, like, you go to the gym and 24-Hour Fitness says, sorry, sir, you didn't pay. I'm like, what? Oh, damn, forgot that was on auto pay.
Womp, womp.
So, 713-780-ESPN, 346 said, I saw a kid fall off his bike and was crying, so I pulled over to help him out. About 2 minutes after I got out of the car, some a-hole was honking at me to move my car. People suck. Yeah. Well...
Depends on what street you did that on.
Yeah. People do suck. I'm, you know, I've always believed it's 95.5, but
oh, it's way more. Than
I'm
that.
Sure running into a lot more of the 5%, and I'm just getting sick of it. Let's try Jim. What's up, Jim?
Guys, how you doing?
Sports.
I enjoy your show every day.
Hey, thanks, man.
Coincidentally, I work for ADT Home Security as an outside sales rep, so I get to listen to you guys every day.
Well, thank you, sir.
Just wanted to kind of almost a shameless plug, but there are a lot of garage door attachments and relays that you can add to various security systems that'll let you know when the door's open, both the roller door as well as the door in and out of the garage. They can alert your phone whether your system is armed or not. I know we have that. I know some of our competitors have that. So just wanted to give you kind of an update. If anybody opens the front door to my house during certain times of the day, I get a text message, so I know they're there. Whether my alarm is armed or not.
Yeah, I'm going to get that garage thing. In fact, I think my wife was going to get one this afternoon where it tells you if your garage is open. So I'm going to add that. But I'm going to do something and get a better system than what we have. At least now I've got cameras in the back and the front. So, what are you going to do? It sucks. And you know what? And all the sports stuff I want to talk about today is depressing the hell out of me, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The hell is Art Briles doing at a UH practice? What is that?
Listen, his son's here.
It's a father-son thing. Oh,
Sonny
my God.
Bunny.
Yeah, I'm...
He's like, did they do, like, the... did you watch Hard Knocks yet?
I haven't, no.
Okay.
I was going to watch it today.
It's a wasted joke.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there's a guy whose dad, he does some crazy whistle... And when the kid hears it, he whistles back. I was wondering if maybe Art Briles and Art Briles Jr. have the the same thing, like where Art's up there whistling, "I see you, boy. I see you. Keep the name strong."
Yeah, I've basically today I was going to catch up on that and catch up on Yellowstone and watch some TV, and didn't really have time because I was, dealing with the bank and dealing with the Homeland Security and dealing with, having to wait for the police. And by the way, the police officers were great that came by.
By the way, pro tip, if you just drink all your beer the night before, they can't steal it.
That's a good thought. You know what? I don't even have 1/10 of the beer you have. I would be dead before I got through 1/3 of it. So, okay, that's great advice. Thanks, pal. Thanks a lot.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Republic Harley Davidson. Guess what tonight is? It's bike night. That's right. Tonight, 6 to 9, there's going to be live music at Republic Harley Davidson by Paul Ramirez Band. They're going to have free food, free drinks, door prizes, demo rides, and just a great time hanging out with other enthusiasts. And you're going to get a chance to win a new 2018 Harley. Winner's going to be drawn at the last bike night in October. Also, the huge tent sale going on through this weekend, you get the absolute minimum price on any used bike. They are all rock bottom prices right now. They're clearing out their used inventory. So if you've been waiting to get a used bike, now's the time to do it. If you've been looking to get a new bike and for whatever reason you've been hesitant to pull the trigger, maybe your wife says, I don't want to spend that money. We could go on a vacation instead. How about this? In August, you go buy a new Harley from Republic. They'll give you a trip for two to Hawaii. You can't beat that deal. That's the best deal ever, I think. Your wife is, that's a good, I mean, just say, listen, hon, I'm getting a new bike. I'm taking you to Hawaii. That's it. And you're the man of the house. Just say it and do it. Don't listen to any of her guff. Let them show you why Republic's Houston's number one Harley dealer. Stop in and visit them. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway. Or you can always find them open online at republichd.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Blitz with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Cody Stutz and a couple other people tell me you could just do change of address and put the same address on your license, and you don't have to go in. If that's true, that would be awesome. I'll do that. 713-780-ESPN. Trevor asking, did we hear the dumbass Art defender on The Usual Suspects who said he knew Art? No, I didn't get a chance to listen today because I was dealing with crap. But listen, a lot of people think they know Art. And there's a great saying that we always say on this show, nobody knows anybody not that well. No. Miller's Crossing. And the reality is, I thought I knew Art. I dealt with Art a lot. I thought I knew him.
Yeah.
I was wrong. And there's too much out there now. And I know that the whole, well, how long does somebody have to get punished for this? Well, how about you don't need to be around coaching kids ever again? I mean, that's a pretty serious crime. But, oh, well.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't think you're going to convince me to feel differently about this.
No,
and it's fine. Like, everybody's entitled to an opinion. And I know that there are UH supporters who will battle this one to the bitter end. And that's cool. I mean, if that's what you want to ride with, that's fine. We just feel differently about it.
Yeah. And the reality is, though, what's he doing out there? If he wants to support his son, he doesn't have to be out of practice doing it.
I would think Major would be smart enough to say, you know what, it's just a bad look, man.
Well, but that was That was going to be the problem when you brought him on board. At some point, he was going to show up and want his face out there and probably talk to everybody. And it brings the whole conversation back. We hadn't talked about Kendall Briles being hired for weeks.
Right.
And now you got stories about him being out there, and it's a bad look. And there's lots of ways to be a good father and support your son and come in and talk to him about coaching without going out to practice and showing your face in front of cameras.
Yeah. There's just some places where we don't need you here. Appreciate it, but no thanks. It's like O.J. Simpson showing up in Buffalo and saying, hey, I want to be on the sideline, guys. I want to show support for the team. The team's like, no thanks, O.J. No thanks, Juice.
Yeah, probably not Daddy Juice.
We'll pass. It's a bad look for the program. And like I said, I would think Major Applewhite, although who knows what his judgment is at this point anyway, if he thinks it's a good idea to hire Kendall Briles, at least there's an upside to hiring Kendall Briles. To have Art Briles there, like, what's the benefit of that? Well, how does that help your program? It doesn't. It's like, I don't know. In fact, if I'm, again, you're recruiting kids, but you're also recruiting their parents. If I were the parent of a kid and I'm trying to choose schools, and I see Art Briles, like this disgraced coach, showing up at my school's practice, I'd be like, no thanks. We'll pass.
How do you think I'm going to feel if my daughter says, hey, I want to go to UH, Dad?
Probably less secure.
Yeah.
How would you? Yeah. I mean, it's the same. And we talked about this at the time. What if your daughter said, you know, when Art Briles was at Baylor, had she wanted to go to Baylor? I mean, it would have just been,
yeah.
Now it would have been weird for your Jewish daughter to go to Baylor.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, it's an uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah, you're not gonna feel good about it. That's all. And I get the whole, everybody deserves a second chance, and about 80% of the time I'm with you on that, but it depends on the crime. And to me, this is pretty bad. And I don't think you should be around programs when you oversaw a program like that.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody who let Larry Nassar get away with what he did should be around programs ever again. And, you know, I'm sorry, that's just my opinion on it. And I know there's people who disagree with that, and that's okay. But I just think it's a terrible look. Oh, speaking of good looks, though, how about your Astros last night?
Hey, victory. Sweet, sweet victory. And a two-game lead in the division. How about that? After all that kerfuffle yesterday.
Yeah, about not being able to hit. Already. Dude, 438?
I drank a Topo Chico, and then now I'm drinking an energy drink. So.
And you guys love your Topo Chico.
And I drank a lot of beers last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well.
It's all coming back to me.
This is kind of the thing, though, about the Astros. It's been all year long. It's like, he'll go, two runs, and then 12. And then you look at their run differential, and it looks fantastic because they have games like this every now and then. But it was a good win. Garrett Cole was terrific. Probably could have gotten by without 12 runs last night.
Yeah, it's like, man, why are you guys blowing it all now?
Exactly.
Save a little.
You probably could have stopped after the second inning. You'd have been all right.
Yeah.
But good win for them to kind of end that losing streak. And, now they got Oakland. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, obviously an off night tonight, but this is, as far as big series go, this is a big series.
Yeah, it's ratcheting up now. So this will be.
We're no longer in early summer. We're no longer in the spring. I mean, this is an important series.
713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. So I'm going to apologize because I did promise I was going to do my own salary cap team.
And things got.
Yeah. I barely got the stuff done today that I needed to get done. But I did get Sports Map done. There's good stuff on there. You can go check that out. But we didn't do the defense, so we'll go through his defense today. If you missed it yesterday, we went through the offense. Bill Barnwell built what he called the perfect 53-man roster, which I disagree with perfect. I think I can do better. But he went and took one player off of every team and had to be under the salary cap and basically put together an offense and defense. Yeah. And you couldn't take more than three from one team, so you couldn't just take, like, all Eagles. And we went through his offense yesterday. I wasn't all that impressed. We'll see what you think of his defense. Maybe we'll do that next segment. And then at some point, maybe tomorrow, depending on how long I'm stuck in the DMV or if I can avoid that, I'll have mine. Now, people are giving me some good ideas to avoid that. So, because I did go online to try to get replace a stolen license, and I kept saying you have to go in. But I do remember when I got stolen last time, I was changing my address, and I didn't have to go in. So if I can do the change of address without changing my address.
I will say this, and somebody tweeted it to us also. The DMV in Rosenberg,
yeah,
is like, it will save you hours.
Really?
I know Rosenberg seems like a long drive.
It really isn't, man. I mean,
it's not that far, and the amount of
isn't that where
people,
you did your motorcycle?
Yeah. Yeah. It's where anytime I've got DMV-related stuff to do, that's where I go now. There's one in Tomball, like an old town Tomball. There's like a tax office there. I don't know that they do full on DMV stuff. Like I've done my sticker,
yeah,
there, but for like DMV purposes, there's almost never a big line in Rosenberg.
Okay,
and if you go to any DMV in Houston, that's your day.
But I think you can actually make an appointment online.
Yeah, you can do that. People are telling me that, and it saves you having to wait in line. Yeah. I used to go down to the one in Texas City. It was the same way. I don't know if it's still like that, if somebody who lives down there can tell me, but there used to never be lines down there. Because when I grew up down there, I'd always go there. And then even when I was up here, I'd give me an excuse to go visit my family.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, happy birthday wishes to my brother, youngest brother, and then my grandmother, who I think is 95 now.
Wow.
And still going strong. We had a nice little conversation before the show.
Good for you.
I wanted to say happy birthday.
Good for her, I guess.
Happy birthday to both of them.
How old's your brother?
I think 49 now. I'm not sure.
He's still a young buck.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not good with ages of anybody other than my kids.
Which brother is this?
John, the youngest. Yeah. So
the most successful fowler, right?
He's pretty successful. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. He's
pretty successful.
Just breaking your balls.
Except he killed his the dog track is not exactly killing it like it used to be, but yeah, he does okay down there.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about BillAdvisor.com. If you're looking to save some money, you got a cell phone, pay for TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're overpaying. And I know what you're thinking. I'm not overpaying. I got a great rate when I signed up. That's called the introductory rate. And now you're paying what's called the loyal customer rate, which, oddly enough, it's higher than the new customer. That doesn't seem fair. Bill Advisor doesn't think so either. They've been running the $150 challenge, and they said, you know what? We're not doing that anymore. We're going with a $300 challenge. We guarantee we're going to save you at least $300 or your money back. And you can't beat that deal, guys. And it's so simple to sign up. You just text the word GO to 232323. Your Bill Advisor is going to get some information from you, and they're going to get to work. And this is not something new. They've been doing this for people all over the city, and they are saving listeners big dough. Steven from Houston saved $1,624 on his TV bill alone. Greg D. from Sugarland saved $2,187 on home and auto insurance. And Seth T., the big winner of the week, $2,669 on home and auto insurance. You could be next. Just text GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. A bunch of people asking me, do I think it's going to bother me trying to sleep tonight? No. Well, yeah. I mean, I had this happen once before, about 98, when I was... Somebody broke in, and for about a week or two, I was really struggling with sleeping. Mostly just stayed up all night with my gun in my lap.
Mm-hmm.
That might happen for a couple nights here. So,
I was during the break. I don't know why I watch these. I'm so stupid. But like, anytime I'm on the interwebs, and someone's like, "Oh, great! Soldier comes home to his, for his kid's birthday," and like, this video of this kid gets a note from his dad and is like, sorry, I wanted to be home for your birthday, but I couldn't be home this year. A lot of stuff came up. I hope my surprise makes up for it. And like the kid like starts crying because he wanted his dad. He thought his dad was coming home for his birthday. Right when like this really emotional moment's happening, an ad for McDonald's starts playing, and it's like, your video will resume in 15 seconds. And then it goes to the McDonald's ad, and then the kid, he opens his surprise, and it's just a letter, and it says surprise, and then the dad comes out and hugs the kid. But it would have been so much better without the 15-second McDonald's ad in the middle of it. That kind of takes a little bit of the emotion out for me. Just a little.
Yeah.
But what if you had started crying if that McDonald's ad wasn't there?
Maybe I would have, but I would have been okay with it. I'm very secure with my masculinity, Tyler. I'm all right with that.
A lot of people telling me Texas City no go anymore.
I guess Tyler was saying that Rosenberg's not good anymore.
Great.
Yeah, apparently it's crowded because I think the Texas, one of them got shut down. So now that's like the overflow DMV.
I'll figure something out. Hopefully I can find a way to do it online. And if I can get that, that'll be my first choice. If not, I'll just make an appointment and go. And if I'm a little late tomorrow, you guys will know why. I'm trying to get a license so I can be legal. Gary asked him, he's going to the Texans game, got tickets from work, but no parking pass. What's a good safe spot to park? Man, I used to tell people park downtown and take the train, but there's no safe place to park downtown either. I mean, people are breaking into cars like crazy. What's really easy is just go park in that park and ride over by the stadium and hop the train for one stop. That's pretty safe. I don't know how crowded that gets game night. I'm guessing it's pretty bad. But 713-780 ESPN, 713-780-3776. People say I use the one in Galveston now. I don't know how that one is. That would be okay because I could go visit my family while I'm down there for a little bit. But I don't know. I just need to figure it out. I think that's the only other thing now is get my the hardest thing about all this is my Social Security card's in there, and it's a pain in the ass to get a new Social Security card because I had to do that after the Vegas thing a couple years ago.
Right.
And it took...
By the way, I think this is your third lost wallet since I've known you.
Yeah, well, one lost, I think, and two stolen.
Okay.
But...
That's not a good rate.
No, it sucks. It sucks, and it's no fun, but to throw everything else on top of it, I'm kind of like, rah. But I'm... I don't know, man. I admit, it's in my head right now.
Yeah.
So we'll see. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776.
All right, so people saying now if you want to go to... Now Rosenberg is a mess, but you can go to Columbus, which... That might be getting to like...
I'll pass Brookshire at that point.
I don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze. Then.
Yeah, I do have to do a show tomorrow at some point, so...
Right. Lamont says Rosenberg allows you to stand in line on your phone, which works like a champ, which that's good. I mean, I'm sure that gives you kind of an idea of how, like, what time you need to actually be there and stuff like that.
League City Blake says the one in Clear Lake by Ellington usually isn't too bad. I think I went to that one once when I was trying to get my son his license, and I don't remember it being too bad. But, yeah. I don't even know the closest one to me. I know there's that mega one downtown, but I don't want to go to that. That's where everybody goes. Okay, so I have this Barnwell thing. We did the offense yesterday. Would you like to hear his defense?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here's his defensive ends. Von Miller, $10.13 million.
He warrants being on the perfect team, but then you've got to – is he going to stay healthy?
Danielle Hunter, $5.06 million.
Okay.
Trey Flowers, $2.05 million.
Okay. Good value.
Yeah. Rasheem Green of Seattle, 708.
Okay.
I think I can beat that group other than Von Miller. Here's your defensive tackles.
Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald, 6.89. But
He ain't going to be that for much longer.
No, you better be glad you took him now because Mike Daniels of Green Bay, 9.84. Michael Pierce of Baltimore, 633.
Oh, 633K?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good value.
Great value there. Yeah. Grady Jarrett of Atlanta, 1.97.
That's pretty good value, too.
Your linebackers, Telvin Smith of Jacksonville, 5.81 million. Boy, good player, but I think for a linebacker, you can spend money elsewhere. Deion Jones of Atlanta, 1.24. Zach Brown of Washington, 2.95.
Deion Jones is 1.24?
Yeah.
That's a good, that's good value, great, too.
Anthony Chiquillo of Pittsburgh, 1.91. You've got Shaq Griffin of Seattle at 5.59. And Traven Howard of the Rams, 5.03. Here's your cornerbacks. How about this? Would you have thought 3 years ago two Saints cornerbacks would make it?
No.
Casey Hayward, 6.83. Darius Slay, 6.13. Marshawn Lattimore, 3.49. Patrick Robinson, 2.25.
All right.
MJ Stewart of Tampa Bay, 924. And Perry Nickerson of the Jets, 524.
All right.
Your safeties, Rashad Jones of Miami, 4.91. Here's a great value to me. Landon Collins of the Giants, 1.95.
That is good value.
Kevin Byard of Tennessee, 1.01, also good value. Eddie Jackson, Chicago, 7.21. And Clayton, I have never heard of this guy, of Cincinnati. Clayton Fajedelamum or something, 6.46.
Okay.
I think I can beat that. They spent $555K on their kicker, Harrison Butker, 2.68 on Johnny Hecker of the Rams, and J.J. Jansen of Carolina, 1.06 as your long snapper. Think I can do better than a long snapper.
Yeah, I'll take the cheapest long snapper. Yeah,
there won't be a long snapper or a fullback on my roster.
Okay.
So, 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, really, really ingenious of you to say stop carrying your SS card. Whenever I cash a big ticket at the racetrack, I have to have it. That's why I have it on me.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why it's there. 713-780-ESPN. And now everybody's telling me all their places, like Liberty. I'm not going to Liberty.
No.
I mean, it's hard enough for me to get to the Beltway. But, yeah, I'll figure something out. All right. Well, how about talk about Texans Can Academies? And school's about to start again, and guys, they need your help. And by your help, just mean a vehicle you're not using anymore. Car, can be a motorcycle, truck, can be an RV, a tractor. Doesn't matter if it's running. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. They are going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible, so you're going to get a tax break. It's so easy to do. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're getting a $50 gift card. And the cool thing about this is you're getting rid of something that you're not going to use anymore. And that money goes to help kids at Texans Can Academies. School's about to start again, and you know they need your help. These are kids that have dropped out of other schools or in threat of dropping out of school because they have to get a job or to support their family, or they're having transportation issues. Well, the Can Academies works around all of that. And they help those kids, and these kids go on and graduate and do great things. And it's all because of the donations that you give. And you can be the next Blitzer to step up. It's so easy to just fill it out online and boom. Or you can give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or online at HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.